why do you guys like to live like you're in the Arctic? Every time I go into a room, mm-hmm. the AC,
because it's too hot outside.
Like, what is that about? Like, no, but there's AC. And there's Antarctica. You no, guys no. love chill, a chill. Cold room.
Yes. Yeah, because...
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Creatable Podcast. My name is Valerie.
I'm T. Gobbs.
And on today's episode, we're hanging out with... Madam Joy.
I'm very gassed to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I'm very excited for this episode, actually. Yes. I feel like we're going to have stuff to talk about for sure.
Yeah.
We've already been gisting.
Definitely.
Sorry you missed it.
I'm not sorry you missed it. But let's talk about you being in Lagos, obviously.
Yeah.
How has it been so far?
Honestly, I love Lagos. I really do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Yeah, I feel like I want to say something, but I don't want the Easter PR to be the December PR, because I really don't want you lot to ruin Easter
your
for
Easter
me.
For
I don't
you.
Yeah, I don't want next year to be like, well, Joyce said Easter's better mm-hmm. than December, so mm-hmm. let's do mm-hmm. I don't know, dirty December, energetic Easter. I don't know what we're gonna call
not
it.
Not energetic Easter,
please.
Easter, full energy Easter. I don't know what we're gonna call it. But I've actually enjoyed Easter period more than I did December.
Because there's less people.
There's less people. I felt like I got to meet more people from here.
Okay, mm-hmm. fair.
Like I
yeah.
got to see the less giddy people. Mm-hmm. Like, and before, like, I was meeting a lot of people from the diaspora. It's like, oh my God, hi, where are you from? Oh yeah, I'm from London. It's just like, bruv, like, we've come from the same place.
We're in, yeah.
Where, like, I want to meet the people from here. And I really, really did. I did a lot of networking. There was a lot of fun parties. The sun was great. Mm. Like,
you said the sun was great.
The sun was great.
I was just about to touch on that. I feel like it's only people that are visiting
honestly.
That think that the sun... is great.
Me like it. Me love it.
No.
Me love it.
Because
me like
it's been atrocious. It's been so hot.
Every
this
time
past.
I step out of my house, I'm like, ha, God, why is it so hot? That's, I don't fail to say that. If I leave my house, it's, God, why is it so hot? So I really think it's people that are visiting that enjoy this level of
I'm
sun.
Dying
you take it for granted.
I left my AC on. Like, I actually left my AC on.
I think, oh my God, I think I left
can
my
I
AC on.
Can I talk about that?
Well.
Because, sorry, guys. Why do you guys like to live like you're in the Arctic? Every time I go into a room, mm-hmm. the AC,
because it's too hot outside.
Like, what is that about? Like, no, but there's AC and there's Antarctica. You
no,
guys
no.
love
chill,
a
chill.
Cold room.
Yeah, yes. because
it's outside is hot.
The heat outside. I think, okay, do you know what I think it is? Yeah, for me, I feel like Lagos heat, yeah. There's so many things involved in Lagos heat for me. Mm-hmm. There is noise. There is air pollution.
Listen.
There is traffic.
It's just...
There is fighting. There is... Lagos heat reminds me of struggle.
Yeah.
And I'm not a struggling babe. I'm a soft life babe.
Yeah.
So the colder it is, the further away I feel from that struggle.
The struggle, I see.
Honestly, I just feel like after I've been out and about... like hustling and bustling.
Yeah.
I deserve
to be chilled.
AC. Honestly, I can't. I just can't. NEPA bill is going through the roof, charging me one ridiculous amount per kilowatt in my apartment building as well. The generator is metered, but I don't give a flying fuck.
You're going to turn it on.
Yeah,
listen, it's too hot. Like,
too
I can't
hot.
Do
it. Sometimes I do turn it off. It's just like, let me just get a little bit of warmth.
Do you know why? Because you're coming from London.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're very used to warm. We're very
warm
used
weather.
To warm house. No, not warm weather. God,
well, sorry, not warm weather. Warm
we
houses.
We
there's no
freeze.
AC.
There's no. We don't have AC in our houses.
Yeah.
Underfloor heating and stuff.
So you guys prefer a warm house. And in Nigeria, we prefer cool houses.
You know what? That's where we differ. But I love the weather. The outfits as well. Like, there's some outfits I can't wear in London. Like, I've really been on my...
Mm-hmm.
I really
your fashion girl.
Fashion girly.
I love
like,
that.
A bit of skin, a bit of boobies, a bit of legs, no jackets.
No jackets.
Do you know one thing? That's one thing I hate about winter in London.
No jackets.
No jacket.
You will drip down, the outfit eats down, and then you now have to put on one heavy,
yeah,
heavy
that's something
so
I really hated too. Especially that I went to London in August. And I was wearing jackets.
No, you're extra. You're doing
it. It was cold.
August.
It was cold. Was it not cold in August? Name.
Was I?
Do you actually remember? If it was cold. No, babe, I'm telling you, it was actually cold in August. It wasn't, like, freezing. It wasn't puffer jacket,
yeah.
But it was cold. Like, wasn't puffer jacket. It was cold.
So what type of jacket were you wearing?
A leather jacket.
A little biker jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's still a bit. That's cute. That's
neat. Is it?
That's light.
You know, for someone that does not wear jacket at all. That's a bit much.
Okay, I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it. That's a standard. Leather jacket is a standard thing in London. All throughout the year.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. But anyway, I'm glad you're having fun. And I was asking you how Obi's house was on Monday because I ran into you.
Obi's house was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Obi's house was... Guys, can I just be honest? A lot happened that night that I can't even publicly say. But it's one of the maddest, I think, hands down, the best nights I've had since I've been here.
Are you serious?
Since December.
I love that for you. I love that for
night.
You.
Best night. And honestly, like, just seeing people having a good time, seeing the energy. I love Obi Daily. So it was just... Guys,
you had a time.
I had a time.
The time was here.
Honestly, I got home at 9 a.m.
No.
I got home at 9 a.m.
You were at Obi's house from till...
No. I went from Obi's house
to
one place to another place. Guys, one day I will live to tell the tale of today. It's still fresh. I can't even say. But it was such a good night.
I'm glad you had fun.
I think that's the pro.
And that's the pro about living in Lagos. I feel like it doesn't have to be in December. Like, you can just go out on a random Tuesday night in Lagos and, like yours was a Monday night.
Monday! Yeah.
But you have the time of your life.
Time of my life.
Yeah.
What?
It was given. It was Why are you laughing? And you know what? Yeah.
I'm having memories.
I'm screaming.
You know when you have those flash... The real party adventures cannot be said.
Yes.
You can't say that.
You just think about
it. If you want to tell them, you have to drag the person into a closet.
Listen.
And say,
this is what honestly, there's something you even, if you tell, there's like something that you just evil
joke. You omit it.
Respectfully. Because it's those parts that made the night what it
sweet.
Was.
Yes, facts. That's what made the night sweet.
Facts.
But if you say outside them, I think you're an animal or you're crazy. So you just have to touch it to your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know what's so funny is that you might never have another night like that, but you would always have like nights that have, like, you can have another epic night that does not go like that.
Yes.
But like, there's always a possibility of having a night out like that in Lagos.
Yes, 100%.
That's what I love most about Lagos. Like, I've left my house one day at 3 a.m. and honestly, it was this year actually. I had a jolly good time. like the way the evening started out, it was even rather slow. It was rather dead. Was it? Oh, it was in December. It was rather slow. I was just like, the going itself was even sort of like, I was even forced. I didn't wear makeup. I just went, but like, the way the vibes were going, I was out till like 9, like you.
Listen.
And that's another thing about Lagos. Your night can go from 0 to 1 million.
Listen.
In 2.5 seconds.
Guys. Like, what the heck?
So you move back.
I wouldn't move here. I honestly.
Smart. I love intelligent women.
You are very smart.
I love women that do be having wisdom.
I'm so happy you didn't say you move back.
I definitely want to spend more time here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair.
I love being here in short doses,
mm-hmm.
but I can see that I'm so used to London's structure and organization,
mm-hmm.
it would be very hard for me to come here
and acclimatize
into the chaos. Mm-hmm. So I love being in the chaos, but then also having the ability to step out of it.
Yeah, because that, you know, that chaos has an ending date where you go back to civilization.
Yeah.
Do you know what I find crazy? Bitches like to tussle. Don't tussle. What I find crazy, it's not even crazy, what I find scary, especially in this economic, is someone won't have been to Nigeria at 15 years. They come in December and then they say, I'm going to move here.
Hold on now.
Honestly.
Wait a minute.
Honestly, like, I've
December do end.
When people say they want to move back, I'm just always like, you know, look at the people that actually live here, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah.
You will see that their energy is completely different to someone that is moving, like, came back for December.
Mm-hmm.
And when you gauge, like, your actual friends, especially when, if you come early in December, when people are still going to work, let's say your friends or someone that works in finance, gearing up,
yeah.
and they're still going to work, they're still having to deal with, like, the hustle and bustle of Lagos.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel like, especially when you're in a system that works,
mm-hmm.
you now
mm-hmm.
come back to Nigeria because you can go to the club at any time.
I feel like, dirty December in Lagos is not run or supported by Lagosians. Last year, honestly, if I wasn't working, people in nightlife will always go out.
Yeah.
Right. Can I just say, I saw you in December. I saw you at a party and I thought you were incredible. You know what I love? Let me tell you what I love. I'm a thick girly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a Western world that the thick girlies are not as appreciated as mm-hmm. we should be.
Mm-hmm.
And to come here and to see the girls being loved and being the favorites mm-hmm. here. And I saw you on the table and you jumped on the table. That's why I followed you. I didn't even know that you had a podcast.
Are you serious?
I saw you DJing and I thought, this girl is fucking sexy and she is incredible. You all jumped on the table. I said, I want to be in the booth. I don't know her, but I want to be in the booth so bad. Like, it was so
Was it the one at Moe?
I don't even know. I was at a alcohol sponsored event. Where was that? It was alcohol sponsored. Was it Bacardi? No, it wasn't Bacardi.
I know what you're about to say. Yeah. I know where it is. Don't worry. Yeah. I remember my kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That one. And it was so good to see. I was so gassed to see. I wanted to go to the front so bad, but I was like, I don't want to be a bag.
Oh, no, Brent, no.
I'm sure it would have been fine.
Sorry, that 100%.
No.
It was so good. Thank you.
Thank you. So apart from the times, I'm all shy now.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Toby, please don't kill me, Abbe.
So apart from the times I was DJ, or if like somebody was doing an event and I went to support, I stayed in my house. Valerie, were you out like that
in December?
This December?
No, in December I wasn't even drinking.
Yes, I remember.
Oh, you was on a dry tag.
She
what?
Did
have that. Dry December.
I just decided to not drink.
I feel
like so kind of same thing I was saying, like you can go out and have fun at any point in time in Lagos. And I feel like in December it's just so excessive.
Yeah.
And I also wasn't trying to go out a lot. I probably went out like a total of, I'd say like 6 or 7 times in the whole of December. And that is not a lot for someone that's probably used to go out like every single day, like mm-hmm. back in the day. But, like, I just feel like we'll go out, get drunk. It's like a vicious cycle, like, constantly just doing the same thing. And honestly, I was also house hunting in December.
Sick.
So I felt like I just needed to prioritize, like,
something, very much something.
Yeah, like, I was still, like, I was really still adulting. Like I said, like, when you look around, people that actually live in Lagos in December, they're not just all about, like, going out.
Yeah, that's,
so, like, I was still viewing apartments in December. I was still, like, in the thick of all of those things. So
yeah.
I was like, when I figure out where I'm living and when I pay my rent and I move, then I'll know what's happening. And that's just what I did.
Yeah, I feel people, when they come in December, I feel they think that people's workplaces put out a notice that dirty December has started, enter the club, go through. They don't, life's still very life much, because
yeah.
like,
yeah,
life is very much
I have a friend
that
works in a bank, and like, she would, I obviously can't say who she is, but like, she would go out, be out through the night, like, from the club, she'd just go back home at like 6, just shower, wear clothes and go to work.
That's what she used to do.
Like she was about it. Like she would go to work, be at work, and then she used to work off site and on site at work.
Okay, fair.
So when she leaves, she probably like, I was thinking, I can like take like a 1 hour nap, like just pretend like what she's doing is taking longer than it should. But like,
that
is how she was fully living December out. And I thought it was so crazy that she was doing that, because it's like, how? Like,
that's really scary. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I rate it or I'm scared.
Honestly, I rate it. I think she's a very smart girl.
Okay.
And like, she doesn't do drugs. She just drinks. Do you get what I mean? Fair. So it's like, if she can gauge her drinking and not drink so much, I feel like you can hack it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if you get home at 3, you shower before you go to bed, wake up at 6 and go to work. Like,
no, that 2-3 hour nap, I feel it.
No, but sometimes she won't nap.
You're 6.
No. But sometimes she won't nap. She'll just shower, bah.
Shower and enter the bank and be
straight.
Be doing not be punching.
Yes, and she'll be acting like a fucking serious person.
I want to take out 1M. No problem, Sam. Come and give
she'll
me
put 10 million.
She put 10 million.
Honestly,
that's the type of person I want to jam in the bank.
She has worked too long for her to make those kind of mistakes. Fair. I feel like for her, she's been back in the industry for like as long as I've been on TV.
Are you
like
serious?
Seven, almost 8 years. So I feel like if she thinks that she can do it and be
successful.
Shout out to her.
I want miss enjoyment for
listen.
Work.
Listen,
I hear it. I feel it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I respect.
But me, I'll be responsible. So of course, yeah, I love it.
You cannot be me, Sha.
I'll be responsible. I don't have that stamina. Honestly, I will sleep on the desk.
Listen, exactly. I will give up.
I will sleep and I'll be obsessed that they're waking me up. Like I'll be like, why are you waking me up?
What do you want? What do you want? Like, can you not see I'm sleeping? Seriously.
Oh my goodness. If you can manage not to jolt yourself awake, you just do hallelujah. Amen.
Oh my days, that's funny. Okay, let's get into the podcast, man.
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Oh my god.
Why are you always in at my questions?
Because honestly, Tommy, with you, I just don't know what to expect. They're like a box of treats. Like with you, it could be the most normal question. Or you could just say something so insane. And I'm just like, from where?
Well, this question, I want to ask it for a friend. I want you. Just looked at me like, sorry. This bitch.
Oh, I'm not the friend, by the way. I'm not laughing at myself. Anyone says I'm the friend, I'm not the friend.
No, it's none of us here.
I'm not the friend, I'm the friend's friend.
It's none of us here. It's an actual friend, but none of us here. All right, cool. So my friend was in a serious relationship, right? Mm-hmm. They split amicably. They're cool now. That's how one day, the ex-boyfriend has come to her. And said, hello. She said, hi. He said, I'd like to talk to you. And he said, that, oh, like, he's in a serious relationship now.
Okay.
You know, that, you know, he wants to take the next step. That, okay. You know, he's going to meet her mother. Like, Sha talking up the things, like, letting her know that he's now in a new committed relationship.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, as they have started talking about his new committed relationship, obviously she's not, which said, great. A little bit confused as to why he's mm-hmm. telling her, but great, do you get?
Yeah.
That's how now he's turned around and he said that, oh, she wants to meet you.
The girl?
Yeah, his new committed relationship.
Joy said, the girl. You guys need to teach me British accent because that the girl. That the girl took me out.
The girl wants to be the. Well, what? Like,
that's
why?
What I'm putting to you. So her question is, yeah, is it awkward? Because when she you know me, my mouth is not that, it's not that good. Yeah? It's not that good. So I told her that, first of all, that's weird.
Like, not that.
Wait, have they got kids together or what?
No kids.
So why? Like,
so I said, you know what? I'm going to throw it to the group. I'm talking to beautiful ladies.
I'm dying. I throw it to the group.
I'm going to throw it to the group because there's nothing I can say.
Is similar to Jess's as well, if they have children. But then I feel like, what if they're friends? Like, what if they're guys?
This is the thing. If they're guys, mm-hmm. they're cool. They're mm-hmm. very cool. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like if they see each other on the street, they're going to want to start fighting. G-gates. Mm-hmm. But for me, I don't think it's as deep as having to formally introduce your new relationship.
I hear you.
If they had kids, I would understand it because it's like, okay, I'm taking someone seriously. Here is who will be around your children when you're
facts,
not.
Exactly.
But they don't even have a dog together. They don't have puppy together. Not the dog. They don't have puppy together. So, and for me, the second part of the question as to the babe wanting to meet her, for why? For why?
First of all, like, I'm always quite fascinated with people who are friends with their ex, because I can understand you have an amicable relationship, mm-hmm. or you have a, like, you know, a base friendship, yeah. but how can we go from being in love and then now we're trying to be, yeah, my homie, like, yeah, I banged this thing back yesterday night. Like, I just don't understand.
To be honest, I'm not gonna lie, I can't be friends with my ex.
I'm friends with any of your exes.
I'm amicable, like, as in, like, how you good? How's your mommy?
You people are like, even still texting each other.
I have one ex in my whole life that I still speak to. And that's only because I was 15 when we dated.
You see?
I was a baby. Honestly, so in my adult years.
I think I also have only one ex that I talk to, actually.
Like, what would you talk about?
You don't talk to any of your exes?
No.
For what?
I hear you.
For what?
What if he's like, he's just trying to say like, he's sorry, you know, just
why? I'm forgiving you, leave me alone.
God bless you, God will use you.
I'm not, listen, do you know what, yeah?
You know, I agree.
People that come and start looking for forgiveness, yes, that, like, did they tell you that somebody is standing on the mountain of your destiny, stopping mm-hmm. your destiny mm-hmm. from coming down to you? Is it me that's standing on the mountain of your destiny? It's not. So why are you... for me, I always think something's going wrong in this person's life, and someone has told them you've offended somebody. What pisses me off is, you know, you've offended me. It's now that
your life is shaking. I can't lie. That's when you realize.
I feel like some people just do that shit because they're trying to smash one.
Facts. No, it's true. It's true. People like to come back.
Most people, I don't think any man has ever come back because anybody was standing on his destiny. Life is not a Yoruba film.
Let me not lie. Sometimes it is. Sometimes life is Yoruba
film. Like, listen. Sometimes it's just that nigga is like, that wet. Like, he's looking for
not that wet. Listen, you're disgusting.
He risen that wet.
4 years ago, your wig was looking a bit tough.
And now we've got that bone straight bust down.
You've got that skinny later, BBL. You've been squatting.
Yeah. Now you're looking like a baddie. Why would he be sorry?
My guy is trying to see if
there's the door has been left ajar small.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't talk to my exes. Once you're gone, you're gone.
Period.
Once you're gone, you're gone.
So wait, okay. Tying question. Have you ever slipped and fell on your ex's dick before?
Wait.
Have you ever visited the museum? Have you ever visited?
Wait.
Have you ever?
Yes! Just raise my back. He's a museum.
Well,
so you go, Joyce. Yeah, well, go.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Right. I think I've had enough time to gather my thoughts. Joyce, if I'm speaking on your behalf as well, let me know. So I wouldn't say
you slipped up,
Well, I'm addressing the people because these are slanderous accusations. I feel like sometimes one of two things are going to happen. Sometimes, shortly after the breakup, you might just need small closure. Just small closure.
Closure in shape of dick?
What's your problem? No, tell me what your problem
is. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, same.
Honestly... I don't have any issues.
Yeah, talk freely. Let me let you talk.
Have I, what was the question? Have I ever tripped and fell on my ex's dick?
Yes.
Honestly, I want to lie. Mm-hmm. But there's obviously also someone here that if I lie, you will know you. I'm lying.
No, I don't think you would have even hinted that you were lying. But like, Karen.
No, I haven't.
So now people know your dominion when you're about to lie. Why did you? Oh fuck! My it back is shocking me. Well, why did you just do that?
It was the side to make sure you were loading up the lie.
You were loading it up.
No, I haven't.
That's my story. Like, I'm sticking to it.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I've spun around the block. Uh-huh. I've spun around the block.
I appreciate the honesty.
Couple years later, honestly, I'll be honest.
A couple years later.
No, I can't lie yet.
I can't do a couple years.
I'll say something that happened to me recently, right? Mm-hmm. My ex-boyfriend of years. Mm-hmm. I spoke to him just to catch up. And I was like, I've not seen you in years. Like, you know, how are you doing and stuff? And he was like, I saw you when you was in uni. Now, I was in uni 4 years ago, but I was thinking I didn't see you for time. And he was like, when? I said, when did you see me in uni? Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, I went to your uni campus and we had sex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
And
I don't remember.
Like, I don't remember. When? He said, yeah, like, I've been to your uni campus, you know, I came over, your single bed was like this, and we had sex like 3 times. And I was like, I said, are you sure? I said, I don't remember us. I don't recall
this happening.
This thing. And it was like, the fact I don't remember is quite embarrassing.
But for sure, he's certain that it happened.
He's certain. He was like, yeah, your room was here. Your campus was on the hill. He was
giving you
maps of my uni. And I said, stop. Bro, I don't remember seeing you. But he said we did. So fucking hell, yeah, we must have, mate. I don't remember.
I'm actually dead. You know, sometimes it's possible for you to.
3 times, though. I said,
it happened 3 times.
He said he said we did it more than once.
Okay, so I don't know about 3 times.
There's a lapse.
There was a mental lapse during that time in my life, clearly, because I don't remember.
Like, you really suppressed it because you're like, I don't want to remember this shit.
Clearly, bro. Because I don't remember. I really, really was sitting there racking my brain. Like, I actually don't remember.
If it's one time, then okay, it's possible.
Just
he said it happened a few times. I was like, it couldn't have been that fucking bad, mate. It couldn't have been that.
But if it was that bad, that's what will make you remember.
Yes, now that's true. Another angle.
It must have. Maybe it was very mid. It was very. It probably was mid. Very mid.
That's crazy.
It probably was mid.
That's actually so insane. So it was funny that you said when you said that. I was going to say that. Have you ever seen someone and thought they were familiar, and wondered where you knew them from, and then realized you guys probably hooked up or something?
Do you know what? Is that just
the meeting?
I don't do hookups.
I don't do hookups.
One night stands, I don't do. Everyone that I've slept with, I've loved and had a little fairy tale moment with them for like 3 months. Because that's my kind of thing. I love love.
Mm-hmm.
I love love. Mm-hmm. I can't be intimate with someone if I don't have that emotional. That even if it's fake, because sometimes I'd be fake. I'd be like having fake.
I was about to say, like, do you really connect everyone emotionally?
To be honest, to be honest, I think so. I think because of my job, I'm a communicator, so I do connect with people very quickly. Like I connect with people and. Sometimes it's not reciprocated. Sometimes it's just me, like, I have this emotional connection with someone. Trust me. Facts. I'll say it. It's probably the case.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think so. Have you ever communicated so clearly to someone and the person is like, you communicate so well. Yeah. I wish I could.
Yeah, 100%. I've had a man tell me like, wow,
you know what that means, yes, right? So that just means like, well done.
Yeah. I've had a man tell me that, wow, you're so emotionally intelligent and you're so communicative.
All right.
I think that's going to be a problem for me.
At least he was honest.
And you know why? You know that Homer Simpson meme that used to just disappear in the tree?
I swear. Because like,
for me,
if you,
but that's so scary.
If one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking talk, man. Like, honestly, do you know the thing about me is I will say is I would pick my time to talk.
Yes, but I agree.
I would 1,000,000%
say something,
express myself. Like, if I don't express myself, that means I'm planning to kill you. Like, mm-hmm. Quietly.
When you go quiet, yeah.
Yeah, like, if I don't, I if like, or like, I'm like, you're not probably not going to speak to me in the next, like, 2 days. If I go silent on somebody, and not even in a dramatic way, but if I go silent, like, so things happen, and you know things are happening, things that I would normally, because I would have been talking since,
mm-hmm.
things that I would normally be like, oh, like, you know, this happened, I wasn't comfortable with it, but you just notice that all of a sudden there's a skating rink, things are just sliding. It's either I'm planning your demise or I'm planning the relationship's demise.
Like, one of the two.
Listen, kind of shouts, honestly.
Goodness me. No, I'm planning your demise. You're a scary
baby. I actually said that very casually, but like, And I feel like I'm revealing more and more of myself on podcasts. I was watching one of the episodes and I was like, damn, I used to be the patron saint for forgiveness before, but now I'm just like, fuck it. Let everything burn to the
ground. Good God, what they
pay! Yeah, 100%.
I wish I was like that, though. I feel like I'm somebody that, even when someone's done me wrong, I still think about them. I still think about, like, their feelings and their emotions.
I'm not going to lie. I always think about how they took me for idiot.
Yeah.
That used to be me. But only thing I've realized is that it doesn't pay. So I had a very recent friendship breakup. And the thing that made me stop talking to her was something that she's done since the beginning of our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've also sort of denied that she was doing because of what was happening.
Mm.
Like, I've sort of been in denial and I'm like, no, it's not really like that. Because whenever you confront her, she'll be like, oh, but there are always certain, like, other factors that, like, came into play. So it was easy for her to have some sort of plausible deniability, right? But then what really gripped me, and I've known this person for 13 years, what really gripped me is that I realized that she was only the only friend that I have that was always constantly in these kind of scenarios.
Okay. Fair.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like since this thing has been happening since I've known you and I'm constantly talking to you about it, like, why is it still happening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and when I said this to her, I'm like, I'm actually tired of, like, always talking to you about the same things. Like, we're constantly talking about the same things. She said that I'm saying that because when I say I forgive her, I don't forgive and I don't forget. That is because I'm bringing up the past. That's why I think that things are... Do you understand what... what she was saying was not making sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, she now also went a step further and said, but, oh, you've also done things to upset me and things that I've forgiven you for. And that was what, like, sort of threw me over the edge, because I'm just like, that's not what we're talking about now. Yeah, but
it's not about that's not tit for tat.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And if that's how you see our friendship, where, oh, because you've offended me, I can offend you, then we're actually not supposed to be friends. Do you understand? Like,
yes.
So it was just so many things that were, like, just unraveling and revealing themselves to me. And it was in this particular friendship that made me realize that as much as I would think about her, I've also made my peace with the fact that I don't want to be friends with her anymore.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
Like, that is, and that's something that before I would fight it and I'll be like, no, why would I say I don't want to? Like, now, it's not that I'm beefing you. It's not that I've said, like, oh, I don't want to, like, talk to you. Like, I just don't want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. I don't want close proximity around you. If we're out and I see you, I'm going to say hi to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you out the first time and I say hi to you and you don't say hi back to me, that means I'll never say hi to you again.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, I don't want you in my space, knowing my business, and, like, being so closely to me. And I feel like it's very okay for you to, like, establish that. Because if I did this years ago, if I literally took this, like, stance and I was like, you know what, like, this thing that you did to me is, let me push you, like, this far away, I won't have been here now.
Yeah.
I agree.
I feel like a lot of times when people have friendships that long period of time, you always want to do what you can to make things work because of longevity. Yeah. But I always say friends are seasonal,
mm-hmm.
and they could be seasonal in the sense of 25 years,
evergreen seasons.
Mm-hmm. Like you say, 20 friends 10 years or for 20 years.
Yeah, so it's a thing where sometimes even your friendships has been 13 years, you start to realize as you go older, you do tend to outgrow and you do tend to part ways and stuff, and you do tend to have different, like, mm-hmm. ideologies, mm-hmm. and ways of thinking and ways of life that evolve, and you evolve out of your friendship, and mm-hmm. that's okay to one day wake up and be like, do you know what, I don't think I want to be your friends anymore.
Yes, and
I agree.
I don't know what the beef there is, like, I just feel like it's also even insane for you to think that someone's just going to constantly take the same thing that you do every single time.
I think it's a Nigerian thing. I think, obviously, 100%.
I think everybody takes the piss, though.
I think everybody takes the piss, but I feel like there is a brand of forgiveness in Nigeria that to me seems like absolute madness.
That's why I said, like, Nollywood, you know, all this like, is it, like, you don't understand how much the media that you consume actually affects and shapes the way you see things.
Yeah,
because we constantly watch these films where the man has done something crazy to his wife, the mother-in-law has done something crazy to the wife,
and then they'll now reconcile to God be the glory.
Like, do you understand? Like, no, sometimes light a bitch up. Do you understand?
I agree.
Sometimes let's fight.
I Wait, do you know what? Do you know what pissed me off when I first came to London? Yeah, what absolutely got under my skin?
No, Lagos.
When I first got to Lagos, what absolutely got under my skin is someone would do something.
Mm-hmm.
I have every right to be angry. Mm-hmm. I have every right to be reacting the way I'm reacting. And then everybody is telling me that, no, you're doing too much. It's not up to that.
Mm-hmm.
No. What this person did was diabolical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that they're not in prison or I have not run them over with a car is a blessing.
All this,
you can't tell me
those stoops to their level. Honestly, I'm in the gutter. Like, I'm low.
They go low and go underground.
Yeah.
They go low and go underground.
One of my close friends said to me recently that, you really changed though. You don't forgive people later. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Let everybody know that.
I feel like when people see, especially in Nigeria, people see forgiveness as a weakness. Like, okay,
they do.
You can,
or like you're stupid.
It's fine.
Or so like you're stupid.
They'll just do anyhow. Like, oh, sorry, it was not intentional. You ain't never met a bitch like me.
Honestly, no, there's nobody I can't fight. Honestly, but like, let's save the drama and stuff.
I would say, I actually, like, I hear what you guys are saying, but I actually feel like forgiveness is a very self thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll forgive you on my own. It doesn't mean I have to relate to you the way
I think that's what I think. It's like, what is the level of forgiveness we're talking about? Because it's like, I feel like, do you forgive someone, but then you distanced yourself from them? Is that true forgiveness? Or can you forgive someone but still hold them accountable? Or is it forgiveness where it's like, I forgive them and then now I have to forget everything that happened and be their best friend?
I feel like there's some actions people do that if you extrapolate that action, it will arrive at the conclusion that they can kill you. I feel like they did this, and if you draw it all around, the conclusion is murder. Mm-hmm. So to avoid any murderous situations towards myself and my person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always say, God would not let me be in a fight when it's me or the other person.
Because
it always be me.
I'm screaming.
Can never be the other person.
Listen.
But like, to avoid those types of situations in the future, I feel you have to remove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
I feel there's some dastardly things that people do that when I hear that, oh, but we're still friends, I look at them and I say, maybe you have a mental illness. Do you understand?
Yeah, agreed.
They're minor things that it will hurt you.
I agree.
But you can keep hold them accountable. But it gets there to a point where how long do you have to hold them accountable for? Do you get?
Yeah.
Or how many times do you have to hold them accountable for?
Yeah.
Because you're not a child. You're not a toddler.
Yeah.
Even Fonsworth. Fonsworth is my puppy.
Oh, you have a dog too?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. Little cute Lassa. Fonsworth, when he was a puppy and he wanted to be killing himself by chewing electricity, by the time I gave him a spray in the face, now if he wants to go and start sniffing cable, I say, it's connected to lights. You're an adult now. You chew it, you die.
Mm-hmm.
He now looks at me and says,
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And he walks away. Do you get?
Yeah.
How long do you hold them? And there's some things that, yes, it's irritating, but it's just like water off a duck's back. But the one I'm talking about is that one that if you let it grow, it's gonna lead to somebody dying.
Honestly, I just feel like if these days when something happens, I just look at the thing that has happened and I wonder if the person knows me better to have done better. If the person on their own knows better to have done better, and if I try and communicate and you're acting like as if you cannot understand what I'm saying, like I said on the last episode, if you're not acting like you don't understand what I'm saying, okay. No, Allah. Like,
no one.
Do you understand? Like, it's calm. Like, yeah. Let's see how far it's going to take us, and then we'll know where we'll go from there.
Anyway. It's the waiting around to see how far it takes off.
Honestly, like, not even waiting around, like, staying, like, let's see where you get from, like,
fair. This thing okay.
Let's see how far you get.
Okay, fair.
But anyway, My back is fucking killing me, man. Like, I wanted to, I was about to try to end the episode because my back is killing me.
You need to lie down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, it's... Like I told you, gym.
This is what happens when you're always bending back for real daddies.
Oh my god. Bend your back and lift your dog.
Come on.
Turn side where I lift your leg up. Bend your face and sit your top and turn to the side like you know.
I actually wish that was what was happening.
Broke off your back.
She went to the gym.
Like I've been having this weird kink in my back.
Sorry, I really didn't.
I thought.
Really I just heard
kink in my back.
No, I just heard this really weird kink.
Kink.
I mean, baby, arch your back.
It's unfortunate. And like, it just escalated yesterday, man. I couldn't sit, I couldn't stand, I couldn't lay down. I couldn't walk. I had to be driven home from the gym. Like, I cried.
It was bad, bad.
I cried on the gym floor like a baby. Hey! Nobody asked you anything.
Rita, I want to hurt my back small. I want to hurt my back small.
I actually hate these babes.
Do you know what? Can I just say, like, obviously being a thicker woman, yeah. When a guy can carry you, don't you feel like, wow.
Yeah, I like a guy that makes me feel small.
But makes me feel skinny.
Honestly, it would take a lot for a guy to make me feel small, but I feel like if you can carry me.
When you carry me, it's like, wow.
Wow, you're trying to.
You're really strong, man. Men mount. Listen, not gonna lie, because sometimes, there has been occasions where I've been carried, I'm just thinking, you got it like that?
Mm-hmm. You and then like yourself, that? You have to act like you've been here before.
You know, I can't even lie. There's just this the thick girl in me just always like a bag.
If you like hurt yourself, don't drop me.
I'm always afraid of falling down. I'm just like, I beg, like, bro. Anyway, it's all good. That's my back shot.
I'm sorry, man.
Bella, my sweetie.
Honestly, I was even saying, like, I was cracking as a joke yesterday to my friend, and I was taking care of me, and I said that I couldn't even arch my back, but I tried to, and, like, it wasn't bad.
I made an attempt. I wanted to just check.
I was still capable.
I was still working. I was just trying
to do the important motions, you know. I knew that I couldn't sit on the toilet, but I just wanted to know.
You couldn't sit on the toilet, but you wanted to know if you could arch your back.
You see, because of the muscle.
The spinal alignment. Like, I feel it. Like,
you understand me?
The alignment, I
like,
get
I
it.
Feel like when you're sitting
in the chair, downward doggy to stretch.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate you.
This is stretch. Bye. But hopefully the physiotherapist will figure it out. I don't know.
Is that the one that's carrying you? Sorry. I'm a troll.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for being on the episode.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
A long time coming.
Yeah.
Please, can you tell people where to find you?
Okay, so you can find me every Wednesday on Cocktails and Takeaways, my podcast. And you can also find me on social media, Madam X Joyce on Instagram. And if you type in Madam Joyce, I day somewhere.
I day somewhere. I love that.
Thank you.
Hold on, I have a question then. Why Madam Joyce?
Do you know what? It's so kinky, innit? Basically,
I knew it. Let me not lie.
No, it's not.
It's so kinky, innit?
I knew it. Wait. Don't sound bite me. Basically, when I was 14, I was very grown. I thought I was grown for my age.
Okay.
I thought I was too big. I was like, I'm 14, but I'm a big girl. Okay. So I had this older auntie, and every time she used to see me, she'd be like, madame. Big girl, Madame Joyce.
Oh, okay.
So from there, it just kind of stuck. Then one day I was looking for a Twitter handle because everybody had a cool Twitter handle back in the day. And I was like, Madame Joyce, like, I like Madame Joyce. I think it's cool. Like, and then it just stuck from there. So it's just from me being a child thinking I was too grown and my aunt's taking a piss.
I like it.
Not because I'm a dominatrix, but I do love leather.
Honestly, I thought that was...
I do love leather.
That was where it was leaning to. I was going to say, I fucking knew it.
Honestly.
I was right.
I'm not. I'm very submissive. Like, I am very submissive. That's so cute. Do you know what? Most dominant women are very submissive in the bedroom and submissive in their relationships.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Because I'm submissive. I'm a baby girl. Mm-hmm.
To a certain degree.
Yes, daddy.
Honestly, I don't like using my brain when I'm in relationships.
So, bam.
What should I order? I'm like, order for me. What am I eating today, daddy?
Like, I'll eat whatever
Like, if you can push me into the road. I don't look at if I'm crossing the road.
I'm always like,
if I'm crossing the road, I'm just following you.
Yeah, seriously.
Honestly,
I'm so submissive. Yeah,
turn off my brain.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to breathe. How do I breathe? Breathe
once I have to think in a relationship, like think about like when I once I have to plan, I have to. It's just no longer fun for me.
It's just too stressful.
Like you are a man. Yeah, your mates were hunters and gatherers.
Do that.
Yeah.
Facts.
Be that. Because
do that. Be that.
Sorry, just off your hands and girlfriends. Men used to go to war. You know?
Please.
Men used to fight for country and self.
I wish there was like a culture in Nigeria where like
they used to
people that are interested in you, they will all just come out and fight.
Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
That would be lit.
I swear.
So lit.
Like a duel for the strongest.
Like for the
like strongest physical combat. Like the most.
So you get to pick the best of the selection.
Yeah, like how they used to flog men before. You know, oh my god, when I heard that in the Hausa culture they used to flog the men that come to marry the wives. I asked my dad if they flogged him when he came to marry my mom.
Did you get flogged?
No.
No, but I'm really.
My mom was like, they don't do it to everybody.
They know who they do it to.
But like, imagine as you collecting lashes of the king.
I would love that. Do you know what? We should have like different rounds. So you have like I need to know that you can carry me up the stairs. So I think each man would have to have a round.
So you have to have a tournament.
You have to have a tournament. Round one is you have to carry me up and physical down the stairs five times. If you fall on the fourth time, elimination.
Yeah. I'm dead.
Elimination. So it's a quest.
It's a quest.
That shows different attributes.
That's from my heart. You need
to kind of like that.
Do you know what? Like, if we're in the club, right? Uh-huh. And someone's like looking at you, squeezing your bum, and your man can't do nothing. Is that not a pussy thing?
No, first of all, we need
the third round. Can you fight?
Yeah.
And are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
If I'm dating,
no
right?
word.
If I'm dating a man,
someone
rocks his jaw in front of me. Can never respect him again. I'm telling you, if I dated you and someone rocks your jaw as if they flog you and you drop, worst, you don't drop to the floor. I can never respect you again. What is that? I would rather you use your brain to get out of this situation.
Do you know what? Even if you fought and lost, I would rather you fight, but to just have a one bang on the ground
and then
you're on the floor, people are now saying, are you all right? Are you all right?
You stand up from that to fight and then you still lose?
Say that again.
No, I'd rather you fight. I'd rather you put up a fight as a man that for
like,
you to
it's
get...
Like, it's fair. It's not that they got, like, the only reason he won was because he got a sneaky one in, or do you get... Not like he's had the advantage.
No, but he could have the advantage.
The other guy
could have the advantage. I'm very happy with my man might not be the strongest of the bunch, but at least try.
Even if you windmill,
do something.
No, but if I see a man windmilling and get the fuck out of here.
I don't condone violence, but my man has to be the one to have thrown that punch. Because if he's anything other than that, I don't want to imagine a scenario where he's the one standing up to defend himself. I don't want to imagine a scenario where, like, no, let him be the one to have just thrown that punch. Because, like, you can't, windmill is worse than. That's it. You call me. Listen, if that man is talking to me about something serious, that's what I'll be saying.
Literally, the visual representation of fighting for your life.
If he should talk too much, I just like. Like, what?
If I catch you,
what?
Valerie, you're worth the first class combined.
You dead ass wrong. You dead ass wrong for that.
Like, how dare you?
Imagine staying with a man that they beat. Any sports, you just say.
I can't. Like, no. But I hate to say it. I don't know. Maybe it's how I was raised, yeah. But I would rather you not engage in the fight.
Yes.
Yeah? Or get out using your brain.
Find a way.
Rather than, do you know what's the worst? Yeah, the ones that will mouth off and then they get weighed in.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
So what was your, what was that?
Do you know what that makes? Now take that scenario to the worst notch. Your man is raging.
You're telling him,
baby, calm down. Baby, look at me. Look in my eyes. Look at me. Baby, look at me. Your man now says, no. Can you hear what you're doing to me? No, I'm just going to fight. This is your side. Just for them to spin his jaw. Honestly, I was just looking at him like this. You see yourself?
Stop him as well. As they're beating him, you have to jump in.
What the fuck is
that?
You see yourself?
Not baby, look at me.
Baby, look at me.
Baby,
this is not you. I know you. I know you. This is not you.
We don't need to do this. My chest.
Go for any man that makes you do that. That man hates you.
He wants you.
Any man that makes you do that, baby, and look at me.
If you look at me, don't add it.
And he's there.
No. What's he on? No. What's he thinking he's doing? No.
Growling. And then you
imagine,
lose.
Imagine you tell your man to calm down, and he comes down and he says, oh, your girl's telling you to calm down.
You can tell that person is just trying to instigate someone. Yeah. Like that one, you can have a blast.
Okay, but like, what if true, your man couldn't actually fight and you're just using it as an excuse? Smart.
No, but like you said, use your brain.
That's how end up getting banged in the face.
Because if you rise up again,
or stabbed, then
that's how they spark you in the face, you drop. And now you have no front teeth and no girlfriend. That's crazy.
Listen, and that no front teeth is taking a long time for you to get a girlfriend.
Okay, you see.
Okay, all right.
That took a very sharp
turn. The takeaway from the podcast is don't get into a fight around your babe. Rack with the guys.
Listen, let me tell you something here. Can we stop going to gym just for aesthetic?
Why?
The guys. Don't just go for strength.
Listen.
Go for strength, because some of you guys, you're doing bicep, tricep, and bicep, and people are banging you in the face.
Also, can you start working out on legs? Because a lot of you niggas are looking like
Stop it. It might be hereditary, right?
It's not that hereditary.
Listen, don't worry, man. The man got you, skinny leg boys. They do be missing legs though.
Yeah.
And then now look. You now look like you've been on steroids, and it's really horrible. So just like 2 leg days a week, it won't kill you.
But you know, women have stronger legs than men.
That's true.
No one's asking them to grow a dump truck. We're just asking you to balance yourself stronger legs. Out.
Even from the gym,
you look like an improper fraction. Balance yourself out.
Alrighty then. On that note, we now will actually end this episode, because this bitch just goes on an improper fraction.
I didn't say, I said you
listen,
look like...
Listen, if you're chocolate, 6'1", dark skin, beard.
And you work out legs.
And you work your legs out, and you can carry a tick girl up the stairs, shout me in it.
Shout me in it, Madam Joyce, on socials.
Yeah.
See, oh, this is why I was so convinced it was the dominatrix thing. Did you hear that? Yeah. She's like, yeah.
I'm screaming.
Shout me.
Okay. All right. Let's go for real now. My phone just ringing.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's go. Are we done? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Don't forget to do all the good stuff. Like, subscribe, and see you in the next episode.
See ya.